Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having another great day. It has been a little while since I've had an opportunity to do some videos. We are in fourth quarter right now and our shop is extremely inundated with orders. Probably about another week or so will be hopefully wrapped up before Christmas. So I wanted to show you guys this specific video. You may or may not know about them, and if you're not very new to them or understand them, I'll explain to them briefly what they are and what they can do for your business. But Facebook ads, I actually did a kind of a partial experiment, if you will, a couple of weeks ago, and I was shocked at what was able to do. We, of course, as you know, have six stores online. We are on numerous platforms with our products. Excuse me. I am also trying to get rid of a cold. So here's what I did. I took a $40 budget. I went to my Facebook page, one of the pages that we have, Marketing Food Online page. I went ahead and posted a URL link, very simple link, over to our Facebook page. And I ran that ad for $40, and it generated nearly $900 in sales for one particular product that we have. We hand make over 400 different candies, cake balls, pretzels, cookies, and a whole bunch of other items. But I'm not doing this video to explain to you how much money I made. I'm using it as an example to show you that if you have a product, your food product, one of the greatest ways to promote your food products is running Facebook ads. And I'm going to show you very briefly, actually, one of the most basic elements of the Facebook ads that I was able to run in a matter of 7 days. We generated, it was close to 900, I think it was 870 something dollars, if I'm not mistaken, from one of our platforms. And I'm going to show you how I did it. That's the whole purpose of this video. It is not a video, trust me, to brag or boast about what we make. I'm only explaining to you the power of Facebook ads is mind-boggling. And when you can do it over and over and kind of fine-tune it to know exactly who your customer base is, and you can pinpoint those people and you can present your food product in front of them, you will sell a ridiculous amount of product. This was literally an experiment that I did for $40, which is not very much. It was 7 days, so over the span of 7 days, that comes out to a little bit under, I guess, $6 out of the math off the top of my head, maybe about $5 or $6 a day worth of advertising. Now, let me explain something to you. You can do this with any platform you're on. Of course, the product you see in front of you right now is a product from our candy shop. It's just a chocolate-covered Oreo box. It's got some special poker chip things for covered in foils. We put a little label on top. We make each one of these by hand. And we ship them out. Okay. So as long as you have a URL, which is the link to the top of the screen, you copy that and put that directly onto your Facebook page for your account. I'm just using Marketing Food as an example. Okay. So if you have Susie's Chocolates and you have a Facebook page that says Susie's Chocolates, great. You want to take that link, you want to paste it right there, and you want to give it a second. If you have a shop on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, or your own shop, this can work perfectly fine as well. Okay. So a lot of times I've actually recommended this to a lot of subscribers and some of my clients who are working off of Etsy. This is a great way to drive traffic to your Etsy shop. Etsy is a bit of a challenge to get traffic because it's just so inundated with so many different, sellers that are selling a lot of products that are very similar. So I'm going to go ahead and publish this, and I'm going to get right back to what I was saying. So let's go back over here really quick. So if you happen to make, you know, chocolate products, let's say you make cookies or you make hot sauces, barbecue sauce, it doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter the product. But if you're on Etsy and you're having a challenge getting traffic, if you're on Amazon having a challenge getting traffic, if you're on eBay, wherever it may be, Bonanza, whatever site or platform you're on, it can be difficult to be found. But the beautiful thing about Facebook is that on Facebook, I can find people, I'm going to use this as an example, guys, people who are either interested in just gambling or playing cards or who enjoy Las Vegas, who enjoy chocolates, people who enjoy unique gifts, anything that would be associated with this particular product, I can literally find the demographic for it and pinpoint those people and sell this, and I can get it for literally pennies per click. So this product is $22.99, correct? On my site, let's go back really quick. and I'm going to try to show, I'm trying to prove a point here. I'm trying to show you something. $22.99 is what we charge. And I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to pinpoint thousands of people that will cost me pennies to click on this. And it will take them directly to this link right here on the Brita Box. Okay. And by me spending, if it happens to be 100 people who click on it, and I could spend 5 to 10 to 20 cents per person, 100 people times $20, let's say just round it off, you're making $2,000 worth of product sales off of a very small investment. Now, I was a bit taken by the fact that I was even able to, I was even able to sell nearly $900 in just a couple of days off this little experiment. So now let me show you how this works. You want to boost the post. So I want to go over here. So the first thing you end up doing is that you want to find out what is your objective? What are you trying to do? So right now, the first thing you want to see is objective, and you want to end up, obviously you want to get clicks. You want people to follow through, click on this, and then get more website visitors. That's what I've been trying to do. So this actually comes up automatically because all of the ads I've run so far are actually for that, okay? I just want to get more people to click on this, take them to my site, and have them buy it. That's what you're looking to do. You can change this, and I'll show you. You can change it. You can get more engagement. If you're looking to show this post to people who are likely to react or comment, maybe not necessarily purchase a product, well, you can do that. If you want to show this post to people who are likely to send you a message or ask questions about the product, well, you can do that. Well, particularly for this, I just want to sell my stuff. I don't want to really get any engagement. I don't. I want to get them to engage in the in clicking the link and buying a product. So now here's where the fun starts. Now, the audience, people you choose to choose through targeting. Now, this last one here, let me edit this. This last couple of ones that I've done, the particular product that I sold, by the way, really quick side note, when I did the experiment for the chocolate pretzel rods that I sold almost a $900 worth, most of my sales I've noticed over the past several years, they go to New Jersey. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. The bulk of my pretzel rod sales are always to residents in New Jersey. I don't know for sure why, but I paid attention to that. You need to do the same thing. If you have a particular product and you sell, it goes to Texas, you have a barbecue sauce and you're selling it to Texas like crazy, you need to focus your Facebook ad on Texas. Whatever it is, if you're selling chocolate chip cookies and you sell them to Ohio, well, if you, that's the place that sells them, you need to focus your Facebook ad specifically on Ohio. And you need to find people who are going to love chocolate chip cookies in Ohio. Now, for this particular one, I'm going to show you a trick. Obviously, the most of the people who are interested in gambling are actually located in Las Vegas for the most part. We're just going to, for this example, we're going to use that. So I want to make sure that everybody in Las Vegas is going to get an opportunity to see my product because it's chocolate covered cookies with poker chips on it, right? Okay. So you've narrowed that down. Fantastic. So now here's the radius. Within Las Vegas, it's not Nevada, it's specifically Las Vegas. It's going to give me a 25-mile radius of people around that, and that's fine. Now, let's go down here. Suggestions. Okay, well, this is a chocolate-covered cookie, right? So their interests, I want people who are interested in chocolate. Okay. Also want people who are interested in cookies. So I'm going to browse. Hold on one second here. Here we go. So cookie, yes. Somebody who's interested in chocolate and cookies, great. All right. And bakery, sounds good. And even maybe desserts, because all of these things coincide with what I'm trying to sell. You need to do a little brainstorming. Think to yourself, if let's say you're doing a hot sauce, probably people who enjoy going to sporting events, people who enjoy going to NASCAR, people who enjoy foodies, chicken wings, those are the things you want to brainstorm because those are people you want to get your hot sauce in front of. So, excuse me. So now that I have my audience picked out, So here's my potential reach, okay? Now, by the way, keep this in mind. You don't want to have a reach that's too broad. And see the mark here where it gets a little bit kind of red? If this needle goes to red and you've got like 150 million people, that's just way too many. Just be realistic that there's not 150 million people who are going to react to your ad, okay? And your budget's not going to pay for 150 million. You want to be between 100 and 500,000 people, 100,000 to 500,000. That's decent. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get 500,000 eyes to look at your ad, but you don't want to go over a million, 2 million, 3 million because you're just, it's a broad stick. You're way too many. So narrow it down and keep it around that range. This is actually pretty good, okay? So hit save. Now we're set. So the age is 18 to 60, Las Vegas, Nevada, 25-mile radius. Who? People who like chocolate, cookies, baked goods, etc. Okay? And let's go down here, and you're going to check your budget, okay? So hypothetically, I like to do maybe $30 to $35, okay? The one that I did recently was $40, just because I knew that I could chocolate pretzel rods are pretty broad, and there's a lot of people who like them. This is a little more specific, okay? So now every day, how long are you going to do it? Okay, so $35 is my total budget. I would reach approximately 120 to 600 people a day of 300,000. How many days do you want to do it? 7 days is good. Okay, so every day, it's going to run from the 23rd, from now, which is the 16th to the 23rd. You'll spend about $5 a day. Okay. Now keep in mind your ad normally goes within your budget. It may go a little bit less, you know, 34 or 35. But out of 150 to 820 people a day for 7 days straight, this ad's going to be in front of those people with the interests. At $22, I'm selling this product for, right? $22. If I, on the low end, got 10 people a day, that's 70 people, right? 7 days straight, 10 to 10 people a day. And they're going to spend $22. So out of $35, I just made $1,540 on a set of chocolate cookies. $1,500. That's pretty impressive, to be honest with you. That's amazing. So as you scroll down a little further, you basically set up your account. It's got my PayPal account on there. I'm not going to show that. But you can get an idea of what this can do, correct? Pretty crazy. And it actually gets in front of people with those interests, as you specify. Now remember, again, all you need is a URL. You just need a website link. You can do this with Etsy. You have a listing on Etsy, copy the URL, go to Facebook. Excuse me again. You want to create a Facebook ad with your Etsy shop and then start posting the link. Once you post it on there, it's going to ask you if you want to boost it. And you can simply do that. And again, this is for experimental purposes. You can tweak this and refine it and get more precise with the certain demographic. But even if you wanted to spend $10, $15, play with it for 2 or 3 days, see what kind of reaction you get, see how many products you sell. If you see that you've hit something that makes sense, increase your budget and go from there. So again, I wanted to show you guys this, and again, it's not for purposes of bragging, but turning $40 of an investment into nearly $900 in sales in 7 days for one product, one particular product actually. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome. So I wanted to share this with you guys. Take some notes. If you have questions about how this works, please ask me down below. But again, you also need some consulting. You want to work directly with me. You want to do it on the phone. I have phone consulting available, but I also have it. You can get a monthly consultation via email, and it's a month to month. You can either subscribe to it or get it for just one single month. But check this out. I'm telling you guys, this is an amazing way to turn a very small investment in advertising into a lot of money for a product. So if this helped you out, as always, I appreciate it. Give me a big thumbs up. I do thank you for listening. This was a little bit of a longer video than I normally do, but I wanted to explain to you how this works and the good, the amazing sales that I had from this in just a short period of time. So do take care, and I'll see you guys on the next video.